This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck Podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
But I have got to give kudos to the king of Q&A, Chuck Barron.
Hey, welcome in. Glad you're here. As we start a new week on the Give Me the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Man, there's a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend. It was a big day Saturday in Fayetteville. They had the spring football game. It was a beautiful day. I mean, you could not have ordered up a better day for a spring football game than the one we enjoyed on Saturday. Baseball team was on the road. Didn't work out quite like they had planned down at Alabama. But I got to tell you, everywhere I went, everywhere, frankly, I've been since last Wednesday night, it does not take very long for the conversation to turn to basketball. And once you get past the, can you believe John Calipari's our head coach, people begin to ask, hey, what's the team going to look like? I mean, because as he said on Wednesday night, I met with a team and there is no team. Actually, there were three guys in there. It was a very small group, shall we say. And it's fair to say at this point that we don't know what the roster is going to look like as we head into next season. I got some thoughts. But before that, I want to go back and play this from the press conference on Wednesday night. Not the part that was out on the stage, but the press conference. And this is what he said about the timeline for putting this thing together.
I'm jacked about another opportunity. Let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will. It may take a little longer because there are kids that put their name in the NBA draft that are going to go through some of the process, which means do you wait for that kid or do you go take somebody that's not quite as good and you're going to be juggling balls? That's what we do now. My initial thing when he asked me the question, I can't leave this team, the players. And it was Kelvin that said to me, what are you talking about? They can go wherever they want. They can go wherever they want if you stay. If you go or stay. They can go to another school. They can stay. They can go pro. They can do what they want now.
See, I think it's going to be an interesting week. I think some things are going to begin to come together over the next 4, 5, 6, 7 days. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, you got to look at the timeline. Coach Calipari left here and went to Los Angeles. He was there on Thursday. If you follow Twitter, you saw he tweeted out pictures. I think he was with Caitlin Clark and even Jason Sudeikis. You know, Cal hangs with stars. And so he's there on Thursday. Now, I don't know his whereabouts after that. I don't know if he went back to Lexington. I mean, there is a move that's going to have to be made. I suspect if he wasn't at the Nike Hoop Summit in Portland that there were some people, you know, that may very well be part of the Razorback staff who were. You know, the Nike Hoop Summit, for those who don't know, they hold it in Portland. It's an annual event. They bring together the top high school players in America, boys and girls, and they play games against the best players in the country, 19 and under. And it is a hoop summit. It is a showcase. I was looking at some of the numbers. I don't think I'm wrong on this. I think 6 NBA MVPs have come through the Nike Summit. 38 NBA All-Stars have come through the Nike Summit. And somewhere around 10 of them, in terms of those All-Stars, 10, 12 of them played for Calipari at either Kentucky or Memphis. The Hoop Summit started in 2000. He was at UMass prior to that. But since they've started it, you know, the guys that he's gotten, largely they've gone through there. So my point is, and I've thought this over the last 3 or 4 days, is that once the Nike Hoop Summit ends, you may very well begin to see some movement. Now, it's an interesting time because I think we as fans are going to have to alter the way we've looked at recruiting, perhaps. And I think the media types who cover recruiting are going to have to try to figure out the way Coach Calipari does things. Everybody's got a little bit different way of doing things when it comes to recruiting. If you're looking for a press release, you're not looking in the right spot. When you're trying to figure out the way somebody does things, you got to use logic. You got to put two and two together. You know, if you follow recruiting right now, you have probably noticed that several of the players, I say several, some of the players, I don't want to get carried away and embellish my terms here, a couple of the players, few of the players, who have committed to Kentucky have opened up their recruiting again. And you got a couple of players on Kentucky's roster, a couple of seven-footers, who've put their names into the transfer portal. Now, I think it's key to go back and remind yourself of what Cal said at that press conference, that some of these guys are looking at the possibility of playing in the NBA, and they're so good that they're worth waiting for. You wait on the answer. And I suspect there's going to be some of that going on as well. I know that, for example, the two players on Kentucky's roster who've entered the portal have both said they're going to check out their NBA possibilities too. So I don't know, again, that it's going to be served up to you on a silver platter. But I think if you apply a little logic, take a look at the past, take a look at the track record, I think there's reason to believe and reason to wonder anyway if these guys, you know, aren't going to follow Cal. I think, as we know, if you followed college recruiting, you know that some kids, a lot of kids, sign with a coach. Some kids sign for, you know, their home state school. Some kids sign because they've always wanted to be a Razorback or always wanted to play for a different team. But a lot of times they're signing with a coach. And I think there's a lot more to come. I'll sum it up by saying that I think we'll have a better idea about the direction this thing is going to go within a week, 10 days. It's not going to be the finished product, but I do believe there's going to be some movement as we move to the next few days. Now I want to talk about football today. I want to talk about baseball today, but right now I want to talk to those of you who are in the real estate market, those who are buying or selling a home. You know that in a situation like this, you want somebody on your side that understands the game. And I want to recommend Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, to you. They've been my partners. And, you know, for some people, buying or selling a home, they move a lot, they take new jobs, they're transferred a good bit. It becomes commonplace. But for most of us, it's really not that way. For most of us, it only happens a few times. For most of us, buying and selling a home, you can count the number of times you've done it on one hand. And most every time, if it's not the most money you've ever spent, it's probably the most money you've spent recently. And you want someone who understands all the ins and outs of the real estate game. Just watch the news. It's an ever-changing market. The one thing that I found with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, is they listen to me. If you're a buyer, they're going to listen to you in terms of what you want. They're not just going to stick you in what they've got for sale. They're going to find you what you want. And if you're a seller, they're going to listen to what your needs are, what you need to get. They're going to sell your house, but they're going to fulfill your needs too as a seller. It's all part of the listening process. It's part of being a real estate professional. And that's what you're always going to find at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Fort Smith. They're in Branson. You need to go to their website and check out their selection of homes. You can log on at WeickerGriffin.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, Chuck, I've always enjoyed your broadcast over here. First time caller here.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code Believe to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
To the right hip of his quarterback, Green's going to throw deep left side. Got a man in the end zone. Pass is caught. Touchdown, Arkansas. Armstrong, perfect throw. 20 yards and a score. Spring football was in the air on Saturday. Man, wasn't it a beautiful day? I mean, you know, we've had spring games, and I was thinking about this during the day on Saturday. I can remember being down in Little Rock when Chad Morris was here, and I think it was sleeting. I can remember driving to the hotel that morning, and I was going to record the pregame show with Chad. There was sleet hitting the windshield, and it was a brutal day. But it was perfect on Saturday, and I was impressed with what I saw from Arkansas's offense. More accurately, I was impressed with what I saw from the quarterback, Talen Green. He's a keeper. This is his head coach.
I think he had a really good day. Thought we caught the ball really well. The group of guys that he was playing with, he made some great throws. We also made some really good catches, you know, out there. It was good to have Tyrone back and good to have Armstrong back. And, you know, those guys make us better. And obviously both of them had some injuries, family situations. It was really good to have them back. And I thought Talen, you know, and some of those runs too, possibly could have been a lot further. Thought he showed a lot of poise today, and obviously that he's a great leader and the kids playing around him believe in him.
The last few words that Coach Pittman said right there, the kids believe in him. Sometimes that's a throwaway line. You know, you hear coaches say that, they'll be talking about a particular player, and one of the last lines that you'll hear a coach say is the kids believe in him. Well, sometimes that's true, and sometimes it's wishful thinking. I really do believe it's true in this case. You know, when you hear the people in the building, the coaches, the staff, you know, the people that are around them every day, they marvel at what Talen Green has done since he arrived on campus. You hear story after story of him doing work on his own. Lots of times when he didn't think anybody was watching him. You know, you hear that phrase, you know, you got to do the right thing when nobody's watching. Well, he was doing the right thing. He didn't think anybody was watching. But there are a lot of windows in that building. And they watched him. You know, the strength staff, they knew what he was doing out there. Sometimes, and I want to make sure I word this right, sometimes quarterbacks, leaders, the guys who are the leaders of your team, they'll go out there and do it when other people are around, when people are watching. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're going to be a leader, people do need to observe you leading. That's important. But if they're really going to observe what you're made of, you got to do all the things on your own when they're not out there. And over and over and over again, I've heard people talk about how Talen Green is that kind of guy. Out there on the practice field when nobody else is around, he's got an iPad on a trash can, you know, working on his footwork, working on all the things that you've got to be good at if you're going to be a big-time quarterback. So when Coach Pittman says the kids believe in him, I think it's more than a throwaway phrase. If you watch that scrimmage on Saturday, it's very clear who the leader of this football team is. You know, there can always be a debate about who's the best player. But your quarterback's got to be the leader of your football team. And it's got to be performance-based. And I think that's what we are seeing from this quarterback. I'm ready to see him run. That's the thing that we've not really seen yet because of the fact they're not tackling him to the ground. And, man, they had a quick whistle on Saturday, as they should, with the quarterbacks. But I'm not sure we've even seen the complete package from this kid yet. I'm excited to watch him play. All right, let's get down to the heart of the matter on the football team. The big boys up front, the offensive line. Let's be frank. You look back to last season, a lot of the problems that plagued this team began with the inability to block the other guy's defensive line. I don't think that's going to be as big a problem this year. They've revamped that group, and it looked like it Saturday.
Well, they protected well. We ran the ball well. We should. Let's put it like that. But, you know, you compete against your opponent or yourself, you know, and I think that group is a group that competes against themselves. They want to be good as a collective group. I think Eric's done a great job with those guys, but you have to give them credit because, you know, getting Junior Carmona in here and Blackstock and Nichols, they have a different way about them. Braun now has moved up as a leader more, and he feels like he has the opportunity. So, obviously, moving Kudus inside was a good decision as well. So, I like the cohesiveness of the group. I think they played well.
I talked about this last week, and I'll probably talk about it again, maybe ad nauseum, between now and the time they open next season. The two tackles, the center, and the quarterback. That's the difference. And if Arkansas is better in terms of their record this season, I think we'll go back to the center, the two tackles, and the quarterback. When you look at Arkansas's offense right now, and let's just talk about the big boys up front. That's the subject matter right now. They had to get better at the tackle spot. As I said last week, Fernando Carmona Jr., they call him Junior. If you want to use the term heart and soul, he's the heart and soul of that offensive line. The other tackle, Keyshawn Blackstock. If you get in a fight, you want him on your side. He's the bad dude of the bunch. He's the enforcer. Nichols, the center, transfer from Tennessee, steady Eddie. Knows the game. You got to remember, this guy coming out of high school was rated the fourth best interior lineman in America. This guy was a highly recruited player. And those three offensive linemen are making everybody in the room better. Kudus is better at guard. Braun has gotten better at the right guard spot. I'm not going to sit here and tell you this is a Joe Moore award-winning offensive line. I'm not going to come out of spring practice and say that. But I don't think people are going to get in their cars and drive away from the stadium and say, man, our offensive line's not any good. And we did it a lot last year. I don't think that's going to be part of the conversation this season. Now, look, there's a lot that's going to happen between now and the start of next season. The portal's opening officially today. Already, Isaiah Gustav has announced that he's leaving. He knew when he played Saturday that that was going to be it. And I don't think they were surprised by, you know, his announcement over the weekend. He's not going to be the only one. Don't be naive. There will be others. And Arkansas is on the hunt, too. They want to add depth on both sides of the lines of scrimmage. You know, when you look at Arkansas's front five on the offensive line, and when you look at their front four on the defensive line, you can play with anybody with those guys. I believe that. But as we know, you're not very likely to get through an entire season, you know, with just your starters intact. So they're going to go get some more depth, I think, depending upon the number of players on this team that decide to leave. You know, you may have a hole or two to patch. So we're just going to have to see how this week transpires, next few weeks transpire in terms of the portal. But, hey, these coaches are going from the fire to the frying pan because they're jumping out of spring practice and they're going right into the transfer portal. Stay tuned. There's going to be more to come, I know. All right, before we talk about baseball, how'd you do with the Bet Saracen app over the weekend? I know you were active. You know, Razorback baseball team play. There's a lot of other stuff going on, too. They always have you ready at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, you're missing out. It is Vegas, Arkansas style. What makes it Arkansas style? Well, you got an opportunity to wager on your Arkansas teams. Kids that are playing in Arkansas gives it a home feel. And that's one of the things that really does make it Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. If you've not downloaded it, you can do it today. There's a how to play video. You can get started right now at the Bet Saracen app. Well, the Razorback baseball team was making it look too easy. I mean, not only were they winning every series, they were sweeping everybody. Didn't go quite so well at Alabama. They won on Friday night, Alabama won on Saturday, and then they had a freshman lefty that just threw a gem at the Razorbacks yesterday, and Alabama comes away with a series. Arkansas didn't swing the bats as well this weekend, and that was on Dave Van Horn's mind.
You know that it's not going to go your way every weekend. This game is, I can eat you up a little bit. We just got to move on. We got to get better. I'll try to mix up the lineups a little bit this Tuesday and Wednesday and give guys an opportunity to play, and maybe something will jump out at us that somebody's going to show us they need to play or pitch. I just want to play good. I think it's great that we're playing good team. Power 5 team, big name, a lot of tradition. I think it's probably the best thing that could happen to us after losing two straight. We're going to play good or we'll get beat again, and I think it's good for this team. They need to play good.
Even for great teams, there's going to be an ebb and a flow to the season. It's a long season. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. This is not like football season. And really, it's not even like basketball season. It's naive to believe that any team will not go through a period in a 56-game season where they're not clicking on all cylinders. The Razorbacks had such a weekend this past weekend in Alabama. They've got Texas Tech tomorrow night, and then Texas Tech again on Wednesday afternoon. Not your average run-of-the-mill midweek series. And then on Thursday, they'll fly to Columbia, South Carolina, and they'll play a South Carolina team that's 8-7. A South Carolina team that could still host a regional. They took 2 of 3 from Florida over the weekend. It's not going to be easy. I would not panic over what happened this past weekend. If it becomes a trend, that's a different deal. I'll bet they get back on track. This team's too good to stay down for very long. All right, I guess that's enough for today. You know, we'll watch the transfer portal in football this week. I think that's going to be a story that a lot of people pay attention to, and obviously there's the possibility of new developments in that area. I mean, you never know. Something could have happened between the time we record this and the time you listen. And it may be that way as we move through the week. I do think basketball is going to be worth watching this week in terms of personnel. I think we're about to get past the can you believe Cal's our coach now and into discussion about what all this is going to look like. And I think we'll have a few more answers, maybe not all of them, but we're going to have a few more answers as we move through the coming days. All right. Hope you have a great week. Let's just say that. We'll be back in the middle of the week. And until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.